Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of Ruined Orgasm, Part 1, read by Sarah Jane. Pants off, the message read. I'll be there in 20. Reading it made my heart pound, and I felt a steady, sympathetic thud between my legs. I knew I'd be a helpless puddle of lust by the time he arrived, wet and willing. More than ready for his cock, but he wasn't ready for me. Not one bit. The first time we fucked, I'd let him in and taken him to the kitchen so I could fix drinks. He slid a hand up my thigh and flashed me a wide, wolfish grin as I jumped. Drinks made, I led him upstairs, where he wasted absolutely no time in peeling off all my clothes. It wasn't exactly a shock. We'd been exchanging messages for a couple of months, and he'd been extremely explicit in his desires and requirements. He was confident, with just the right amount of arrogance to make me tingle where it counted. And fuck, did I want him. I'd never spoken so freely with a guy before, and I found myself quite unfettered, and happy to tell him all of the things that I wanted in the bedroom that I'd never been brave enough to ask for. And it turned out that he was the dominant man I hadn't realized I'd always wanted. So there I was, naked and quivering, with that almost unbearably heavy, congested feeling in my cunt. He pulled off his t-shirt, revealing the most beautifully sculpted torso I've ever seen. I was about to try and lick my way along its grooves and channels when he pushed me back onto the bed and kissed me softly but firmly, and with a gratifying amount of tongue. His skillful fingertips found my nipples and pinched them until I groaned for more. I felt his mouth curve into a smile under my lips, clearly delighted by my noises. After some time, he began to slide down my body, kissing all the way down. I started to lose it slightly, somewhere around my ribcage. My breathing became ragged and my moans more frequent as the throb in my clit intensified. I glanced down to see him grinning up at me, absolutely loving the effect he was having. He maintained eye contact as he deliberately placed his tongue tip on my clit and started to lap slowly and gently. The sensation, coupled with the hottest view ever, made my breath come faster and my hips move almost of their own volition. The telltale tingles started to build in my thighs and pussy, and I remember thinking that he'd set a new record, and that I was about to come in under 3 minutes, and hard. So very hard. I looked down to see him take his hands from my hips. I heard the clink of his belt buckle and realized with delight that he was getting his cock out. And Jesus wept. He was stroking it while pleasuring me. Possibly one of the horniest things I could imagine. Fuck, I was so close. I think the thing that did it was the deep, muffled groan that he did into me. It tipped me over the point of no return until my back arched and I convulsed onto his mouth. I barely got my breath back when I realized that I'd come without warning him. And in all of our exchanges of messages, he'd been unequivocal. I was to let him know when I was going to come. He wanted to know. He'd been pretty explicit, and I hadn't. I'm so sorry, I stammered. It was too late. I came too quickly. He smiled. Didn't you just? I breathed easier. He was fine. I was so relaxed. I fell into a light doze, and we napped for a couple of hours. I was woken a little later by him nuzzling at my neck. I can't stay tonight. I'm up early, he murmured into my ear. I felt his very insistent erection pressing into my buttock. Well, let's not waste that, then. It was my turn to grin as I reached behind me to grasp his cock. "On your knees," he ordered. I complied with alacrity, and I was immediately ready for him. A good thing, really, as without preamble, he thrust into my still wet cunt and slid one hand around my waist to indulge in some wonderfully adroit clit rubbing. As the other ran up my spine and wound its way into my hair, all the better to pull me back onto his length. I gasped and let out a moan so deep it was practically a growl. I felt myself pulse around his dick, and it was an unbelievably short time later that I felt the approach of another orgasm. He pulled my hair and whispered in my ear, "Are you going to come for me again?" I could barely form coherent words. "Oh God, yes, fuck yes, please," was the closest I got. He started to pound at me, slamming into me hard and fast. "Oh no, I think not," I heard him say. His thrusts sped up, and I felt a familiar pulse as he stiffened over me with a grunt. He collapsed over my back, panting, and started to laugh. "The fucker. Are you done?" I demanded, incredulous but simultaneously understanding how he'd got his revenge. He slid out of me and kissed my shoulder blade. "Yep. Maybe next time you'll tell me, like I asked." He hopped off the bed and began to dress. I was incandescent with rage, but my legs were still shaking, so I watched him leave with what must have been a look of total disbelief. It took me a few days to simmer down and plot some payback. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.